At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome into the Tour Coach, everybody. I'm your host, Tony Ruggiero, as I am every week here on the Tour Coach podcast. If you've been listening for a while or you've recently started listening, you probably know that, or if you're new, this is really for you, but these are the stories and the conversations and the chats with the people that I meet in my journey in golf, coaching, teaching, playing golf. These are the fitness instructors, the mental coaches, the performance coaches, the other teachers, the players, and the people that I run into day-to-day teaching and coaching that I think shed interesting perspectives, have great views, and information that can help all of you that love the game of golf play better, coach better, teach better, practice better. It's all in an effort to give you the best information. So hopefully you like these conversations here on the Tour Coach. We appreciate all of you listening and watching. And more importantly, or equally as important, we appreciate our sponsors, Mitch McConnell and Buick GMC, Blaine Stokely, Stokely's Midtown Garden Center, Taylor Martino and Rowan. And none of this would be possible without the folks at Schrixon Golf and Vineyard Vines and Bushnell. They've been with us forever. We're going to be with you, helping you play the game of golf better. Enjoy the Tour Coach podcast. Go find us on YouTube, Dew Sweeper TV. Follow us, like us, comment.
I'm your host, Tony Ruggiero, with my good friend and one of the great, now recognized as one of the best young teachers in the game of golf, laying on his back, from his back, in Jacksonville, Florida, at Atlantic Beach Country Club, Jackson Court. Jackson, what's up? Thanks for joining us, and hopefully you're feeling a little better. I know you're just starting to get back to being on the lesson tee.
Yeah, Tony, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure. Yes, we are on the mend. It's going to be a while for full recovery. For those that don't know, this is second back surgery this year, but we are back at the club, giving a couple lessons, taking some breaks. I'm laying down, chatting some golf with UT. So, yeah, appreciate the invite, but always a pleasure to be on. And thank you for recognizing the stuff through Golf Digest. But, again, that's from being involved with you and the old Dew Sweeper family for years. That is without a doubt.
Hashtag Dew Sweeper fam. But anyways, and before we get into this, I want to remind everybody, too, there's so much good content out there. Jackson's a big part of it. Morgan's a huge part of it on Dew Sweeper TV. So if you like the stuff you hear, there's lots of conversations, there's drills, exercises, everything you need. If you go to YouTube and type in Dew Sweeper TV, or you just go on your Google and type Dew Sweeper TV, you'll pull up lots of it. And there's lots of great stuff out there. But Jackson, we get folks all the time that are lost, right? And mm-hmm. we see it a lot on the professional. We see it a lot with good juniors. You see it a lot with people just trying to get better where they go into the range, and it seems to be the harder they work, the worse they get. Brady and I are going to talk about that. I'd like your thoughts because you're doing such a wonderful job with so many good juniors. In fact, it's really cool also to see the involvement myself, you and Morgan are having doing this online academy. So if you want help from us, you can do it online with us. There'll be more information about that later. But Jackson, what do you do with folks when they're lost?
Well, unfortunately, I have a lot of experience in this in this topic just because that was me for a long time. And I don't think I realized much of this until I got out of, you know, the playing side and playing and gotten more into coaching. So what I would say is for some people, all people, no matter what skill level you are, we have to make golf easier, which always seems difficult when golf is very hard and you think there's no light at the end of the tunnel. So depending on where you are, right, like I think Brady touched on maybe a little bit of shot shapes, right? And I think that's great for better players. But what if you're a recreational player that can't make contact, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't go down the rabbit hole of having 4, 5, 6 things to think about in your swing. You need to understand the 1 or 2 things and be able to make it into a motion so that things get simpler over time, especially like right off the bat, and then you can continue to keep them simple as you develop instead of trying to search for a number of ways in which to get better.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Imagine fast hydration combined with balanced energy. Perfectly flavored with zero artificial sweeteners. Introducing Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Unlike other energy drinks, you know, the ones that make you feel like you're glitching, it's made with natural caffeine and electrolytes, so you get the boost without the burnout. Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free Hydrating Energy. Tap the banner to learn more.
There's a reason Chevy trucks are known for their dependability, because they show up no matter the weather, push forward no matter the terrain, and deliver. That's why Chevrolet has earned more dependability awards for trucks than any other brand in 2025, according to J.D. Power. Because in every Chevy truck, like every Chevy driver, dependability comes standard. Visit Chevy.com to learn more. Chevrolet received the highest total number of awards among all the trucks in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. Awards based on 2022 models, newer models may be shown. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Doug. Here we have the Limo Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera! They see us!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
You know, and Brady's going to touch on stuff. I think it's geared a lot, especially to the better players, more advanced players. I know he was talking about Yanni Singh and his kind of recovery effort with her. But I love what you're saying. And we're talking like there's a lot of folks that are 80, 90 shooters that get lost. They get lost as much as everybody. I always start them with, you know, if you're one of those golfers and you get lost, slow down and make sure your setup is correct. Mm-hmm. To me, make sure you're balanced, make sure you're postured, make sure your grip's where it's supposed to be. Like, before you start chasing crazy stuff on takeaways and shallowing or whatever. Man, like, get your setup and your basics and your fundamentals correct.
Yeah, 1,000%. I think if your setup and your fundamentals are good, you're going to start to move a little bit better. The better you move, the clubs always should be easier to function appropriately. So I think going down maybe a little bit of the nerd rabbit hole for understanding the process of learning or the process of getting better. You know, whenever people are really struggling, like I just had a lesson and the lady couldn't get it off the tee box, right? She had conscious incompetence. She knowingly couldn't do it.
Right.
Was losing her mind, right? Well, we got a little bit better, okay? So today she got to conscious competence, but it wasn't great, and it wasn't great every time. So we put parameters in place. When she goes to practice tomorrow, she's got 2 drills, and she's got to count out of 10 golf balls how many practice swings she can do successfully before she can even take it to the ball. I don't even care about the ball at the moment because it's just strictly a low point thing for her. So her goal in the next week is to take it from 20 attempts down to 10 attempts in between each golf, right, for each golf ball. Okay, so then you know you're making progress so that you're still in that conscious competence phase. But if you continue to get better where you've eliminated your necessity to focus on that change, you have now stepped into unconscious competence where you don't have to think about that anymore. And obviously that's where everybody wants to get, because then we don't have to think technically. But you have to understand the steps along the way. So let's say it's your setup or your pivot or something in your swing, and you know it's correct, which get with your local dew sweeper to make sure you're working on the right thing. And then you have to have parameters in place to monitor your practice so that you can build confidence from what you are practicing, monitoring those steps with the goal at the end to remove your thoughts and turn it into reaction and athleticism and feel on the golf course and the practice tee.
Jackson, that's beautiful. I mean, I think that's great information. We're going to put this out as just a mini pod also, because I think that's great insight and a really good way for people when they're lost to dig themselves out of the hole. And I think we'd agree as we wrap this up that, like, the worst thing you can do is go to the range and try something different every shot. And we've got to get you away from reacting to the last shot, but find one thing you can go do like you were talking about.
Yeah. And wherever you are, need to figure out the practice plan for you. This lady I'm using as an example couldn't put the low point in front of the ball. So we've got 10 golf balls, and her goal, again, was to be able to hit. She can't hit a golf ball until she makes a successful practice swing. And the ball's teed up. Don't even care. Right? So her goal is to hit those 10 golf balls in less than 20 practice swings. Seems pretty easy, but trust me, for her it might be difficult. Challenge yourself in those practices so that you can make the progress quicker with that one thing in mind.
Jackson, awesome stuff. Thanks for taking the time as always. Get some rest, and we're so glad you're back getting on that tee a little bit so we can keep helping people, and we're looking forward to seeing you over at Atlantic Beach and down in Old Palm soon.
Can't wait, Tony. Trust me. I'm excited to get to full recovery and get back hanging out with the Dew Sweepers, but thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Everybody, that's Jackson Court. Also, check out the Dew Sweeper Online Academy with golf fitness from Morgan Hale and online instruction by myself and Jackson Court to develop a plan and a practice plan for you to get better.